Melanie Bayo is a Fall Festival committee member, and she's in charge of the Fall Festival Parade, which takes place Saturday morning at 10. Ms. Bayo discussed the parade with Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Thursday morning.
First off, on the entry forms, if you are going to have a float, antique car, or whatever entry that you're going to have for the parade, we do need to have an entry form filled out. If you do want your float to be judged, then it needs to be marked on there, yes or no. The judges will be set up at the Guarantee Bond Bank. So after we get these entry forms, we will be assigned a number, which will have to be on the right-hand side of your float or vehicle or tractor, you know, whatever you're going to be judged. And they will judge then.
Are there prizes?
There will be trophies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this Saturday, for the parade, but don't wait till Saturday morning to get your entry in and get your number, although you could,
yes. Okay. And we will have those available that morning.
Okay. Now, you've got them with you all the time.
I have them with me all the time. You can pick them up at the Holiday Inn Express, okay, Sulphur Springs, or you can call me and we can deliver them to you, drop them off, email them to you.
How would they call or text you?
My number is 903-440-4918.
Okay. Well, a long time ago, we used to have it such that anybody that wanted to could just line up and we'd just arrange people and have a parade. Now we try to make it a little more comprehensive and, of course, allow for the judging portion.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And I'll have some of the board members out there to help me. Our friend Bobby Harris will be one of the persons that's been, you know, knows the route, knows how to, okay, you know, line everybody up. He will be one of the persons there that will help me, okay, line everybody out. Of course, according to our map, or, you know, the lineup.
We have a map right here, and you may see copies of this map around town and get you one when you do turn in your entry form. But some people are saying, I can hear them out there saying, where is the parade going to be? Where does it start off from? Okay, let's start from the beginning. It will be where?
It will start on Conley Street.
At Buford
Park. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And if folks have been around here for a while, they know the traditional parade route.
Right.
But the lineup takes place in Buford Park, and everybody gets in their place. And then at 10 a.m., it steps off.
It steps off, yes. Just the traditional people, you know, of course, line up, parade route on Conley Street. And it's going to go on the square north and on Gilmer Street. And it'll lead off on, you know, it'll end at the Guarantee Bond Bank. Everybody, you know, it ends at the AutoZone.
Mm-hmm. Down there by the Spring Village Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. So, in case you don't know the route from Buford Park, which is at the dead end of Conley Street.
Correct.
It'll travel east all the way to town. And then at the square, crossing the square and heading north on Gilmer, ending at Spring Village. So it's really just a big L shape.
Yes, ma'am.
And people, when you say line the route, people line the routes on either side to see all the floats go by and to get candy.
Correct.
KSST News.